WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortese. Well, the gifts are open, the cookies are eaten, and the eggnog is long gone. All those tchotchkes that filled you with glee setting things up for Christmas? Well, now you look at them like a liability, and you can't wait to get rid of them all, right? Well, you wouldn't blame you if you crammed everything into the nearest bin and called it a day, but how organized would that be? Let's take a look of how we can be organized. First of all, having a place for everything is key. A dedicated area in your home that is for all your holiday decorations is a great place to start. Secondly, the artificial tree that you set up, well, that may be more difficult to store than you think. It may have come in a zippered cover, and if it didn't, how about thinking about buying one? Organizing your ornaments, maybe getting an ornament box or making one out of a cardboard box would be a good idea to keep those delicate and sometimes keepsake items from breaking. Wreaths and garland, probably the most difficult things to put away. Safely tucking a wreath into a canvas bag or a plastic bag with plastic case with latches is a good idea. This is particularly good if it has fragile embellishment. Similar to a faux tree, artificial wreaths can be placed in garbage bags or plastic wraps. And for garland, how about looping it like a hose and maybe tying that together and hooking it somewhere for storage. Next on the list is the lights. Similar to garland, strings of Christmas lights can quickly become a cluttered mess without a suitable storage solution. Consider a plastic wind-up wheel or a holder, especially for extra long or jumbo sets of lights. For shorter or smaller sets, try two inexpensive DIY methods. One requires a rectangular piece of cardboard and the other a thick hanger. Starting at one end of the strand, begin wrapping the lights around either the cardboard or the hanger until it's finally fully coiled. The cardboard can fit upright in a storage bin, and the hanger can sit on a rod in the closet or on a garment bag. The other method to prevent tangles is to wind light strands into long ovals, then cinch with a cable tie and hang. For fairy lights, save paper towel rolls, wind the tiny lights around them, and tuck the plugs into the tube. Good ideas, huh? Next on the list is giving gift wrap a proper home. Sorting out your seasonal wrapping paper, gift bags, boxes, bows, and tags to stay with the rest of your holiday decor. An all-in-one organizing bag is likely all you need to contain gift wrapping materials. An underbed bin can easily hold smaller containers tucked among rolls of wrapping paper to keep ribbons, scissors, and bows orderly. Another option is a back-of-the-door rack with customized compartments, which can maximize space in a small storage closet. Lastly, protecting your holiday dishware. Whether you host during the holidays and have settings for 30 people or only own a cookie plate and milk glass for Santa, breakable items should be stored separately. It's also better to tuck them out of the way rather than clutter up your kitchen all year round. Use quilted boxes to store holiday plates alongside salads and soups, with boxes with dividers for wine glasses and mugs. Large serving platters should be carefully wrapped and placed on a shelf or in a bin to stay dust-free and prevent damage and ready for next Christmas. Happy New Year, by the way. And if you missed any of this report, if you'd like to hear it again, simply go to the Odyssey app. It will be there for you, and I will be here for you with another edition of Hammer Time Radio, 10 till noon here on WBEN. Hammer Time Radio is brought to you by Wonder Windows. Don't pay too much.